Got it. Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? Thank you. Sorry, I had my timer turned off. I'm just going to give a few minutes for everyone to come in. Welcome to the Feeling a Feeling Q&A. So my name is Coach Judith, and while everyone's coming in, I'm going to talk, and I may actually have to put a sticky note above the chat because I want to see what you guys are talking about. Maybe I can't do that. So tonight we have Vern Rouser in the, I'm putting the sticky note over the chat. So we have Vern Rouser in the chat with you. Vern is amazing, and she'll be helping you with questions, and she's going to provide you with the link to the worksheets. So the worksheets are in module 2. You can print off the 2 worksheets from unit 7 at the end of the video. You'll see at the bottom it says transcript and worksheets. And if you just wanted to print the 2, you can go there. If you wanted to print the whole no BS, all the worksheets at once, that option's available to you at the beginning of No BS. So again, this is a Q&A, and that means there will be no coaching. If you have questions, you can populate them in the Q&A. And so we will be answering questions on feelings tonight. So we'll be looking for those, making sure I'm covering my notes here. No one can see your question but me when you type it in the Q&A. Just want to let you know that for privacy. It's just me. So a little about me. Please remember to, in order for your comments to be seen in the chat, you need to be sure and mark it all panelists and attendees. If you don't do that, you won't be seen. You'll just be talking to yourself, and that's unfortunate. So, now a little about me. I've got some notes down here. I joined No BS in 2017, and I found Corinne when I was actively looking to change my health. Was in metabolic syndrome, all the things, right? And I found her looking for MCT oil because I had my gallbladder removed when I was 20, and I had been chronically deficient in vitamin D, and I was looking for a solution. The doctors had me on mega doses of vitamin D, and I couldn't get my levels elevated, and I was really concerned it had something to do with my gallbladder because bile, yada yada. MCT oil is absorbed through the small intestines. You don't have to have bile. And I thought, anyway, and I found Corinne with her bulletproof coffee recipe on YouTube. And there you go. Here I am. So I've lost 80 pounds. I have been a mentor for 2 years. I have been to every camp Corinne has had since 2017. I did the beach retreat, and I've been to everyone since. I joined Life Coach School last September, and I certified February of this year. And I like to think of myself as Corinne's best birthday present. She hired me on her birthday this year on July 12th. So someone just asked, what's my name? My name is Judith Fender, and Coach Judith Fender. So remember, this is a Q&A call, and you can populate the questions over in the Q&A box if you would like for me to go over them later. And so I hope everyone's had a little time to shuffle and get your worksheets available. Again, we're going to be covering units 6 and 7, and we're going to be working on our current feeling, and we will be generating a feeling on purpose. I need to let you guys know, there's one gnat in here, and I have a 13-year-old 6-pound wiener dog that rules this house, and when she comes in, I cannot promise that you won't hear some barking. I'm just going to apologize for any barking you might hear in advance. So there's that. All right. So why do I love feelings? Why do I love talking about feelings? For me, it has, you know, there's been, oh gosh, I don't even know where to begin, but why I think it's so important, especially when I work with clients, is it is so important to learn to feel your feelings, because why we do anything is for a feeling, right? And if we are resisting our feelings or if we're avoiding our feelings, that's when we are getting into buffering. We're overeating, we're over drinking. We are doing things to just avoid a vibration in our body. So my personal issue, I have struggled with anxiety my whole life. And funny little tie-in story, as everyone's still coming in, that I had applied with Corinne, and I had a major anxiety attack when I applied. I had applied back in November. And so while I was going through the life coach school, I was really able to process my emotions, get coaching while I was going through there. And you could never have told me that I would have been at such a perfect place and time in my life, because not only did I deal with anxiety, I dealt with not good enough and shame and overwhelm and all the feelings. And it was really just such a gift that I gave myself. And unknowingly, right? Because I thought I had life. I thought I had it whipped. I knew how to master my hunger, but anxiety, I was always resisting it, and I didn't even realize I was doing it because I was so uncomfortable. I was so miserable trying to hold back the feeling of anxiety. So you know all the feelings, right? Your heart racing, your voice starts stuttering. You start sweating, and you feel like everyone knows. So so you hope you have your sheets now. And I like what Corinne says in module 6. She says that the feelings are an indicator light into your thinking. And they let you know that it's time to pop the hood and see what's going on in your brain. And I thought that was just super clever. Like, you know, you can just see the blinking lights, right? Hello, hello, check me out over here. And that many of us have been taught to ignore our feelings, and we all, you know, we're avoiding, resisting, reacting to our feelings. And so it's important to know that you can, with practice, when you get good at, naming your emotions and feelings, and you can practice generating them on purpose, which we will be doing later in this call, that you can master and see that they're not so scary at all. So, and the goal in life, Corinne talks about in module 6, is that the goal is not to be happy all the time, that the goal is to experience your life, and our lives will be happy half the time, and that the other half will not be happy, and that we will want to celebrate the happy days, and we will want to feel sad some days. So, what is a feeling? A feeling is a physical response in the body when the brain has a sentence in it, and it has it's a feeling in the body that has a sentence attached to it. And feelings are chemical. Corinne calls it a chemical cocktail, and I just can't think of a better way to explain it than the way Corinne explains it, right? And your body, you feel the sensations in your body. And again, I think about anxiety and that chemical cocktail running through my body. It feels like it's, you know, right now I'm resisting it a little bit, and I'm very aware that I could take a breath and that it's going to be okay. And I thought, how perfect for me to be experiencing a little anxiety, feeling anxious and nervous, and to come on here and show up and be demonstrating how I process. One of the tricks that I use is I tell myself that anxiety can come along for the ride. It can come in the car, and it can even sit in the front seat, but anxiety never gets to drive the bus, never. So that's where I'm at. So it's right here beside me. It's always going to be with me. And that's really, it's really a very helpful thing because it is coming along. But when I allow it, that's my way of allowing anxiety to be present, and I'm not denying it. I'm not avoiding it. I'm not reacting to it. It's along. It's right here with me. So let's take out, I'm going to take you through what it feels like to actually feel a feeling. So I want you to take out your worksheets, and while you're getting your worksheets out, I'm going to ask a question over here, answer a question while you're getting your worksheets. Linda, I've started working on the self-love journaling. One of my lows was my first grandchild was diagnosed with cystic fibrosis almost 30 years ago. A long story, but as I was writing it, I just started to sob. I don't know how to handle those feelings. Linda, I just want to offer to you that you are handling the feelings. You are experiencing sadness, right? And so I would offer to you to, when you're journaling, to ask yourself, you know, I'm crying. Why am I crying? How can this be happening for you? That this processing of the pain, it started with some sentences in your head. You had some memories and you had some feelings that are attached to that. And I think this is just a really beautiful process for you as you're moving through the self-love journaling prompts. And so keep journaling and keep processing, and hopefully you will find out even more that you can handle the feelings, and feelings don't stay. Feelings are like waves in the ocean. They will ebb and flow. They will come up and down, and allowing them will serve you. It's when we avoid the feelings, and it's when we resist the feelings and reacting to them, right, in a negative way that doesn't serve us. So I just want to say congratulations for allowing the feeling and processing that. Okay, so we've got our feeling worksheet, the first part. So the first question is, I want you to think about what you're feeling right now. Okay? And please don't go past the part where it says close your eyes. I'm going to take you through a body scan for that part. So go ahead and write what you're feeling right now. I'm going to ask Vern, and y'all can put that in the chat if you want to share what you're feeling right now. And then the next question is, what is your predominant feeling? Name the feeling in one word. So mine was easy. I don't see anything populating yet. Okay. Oh, stress. Frustrated. Contentment. I love the range we're on there, right? Stress to contentment. Optimistic, calm, tired, overwhelmed. Okay. So now that you have written your predominant feeling, open yourself to feeling this feeling, right? So open, imagine your body opening up to this, physically seeing your body going towards it. And not closing off to the feeling. When you open up to a feeling, you're allowing that to come through. It's almost like, I think of it as like taking authority of it. Like, I'm going to meet you, okay? We're going to come together, and we're going to feel this feeling, and we're going to join together. It's my thoughts. So open yourself to the feeling and watch yourself want to distract from it. What's one thing you can tell yourself that keeps you open to the feeling? Okay. And this would be a really great for you guys to put in the chat and share some. I'm going to take my sticky off. I'm going to look. I know I'm going to have to put it back. So what is one thing you can tell yourself that keeps you open to feeling? It's going to be okay. Breathe. So good. I needed to see that right now. Breathe. It's normal. It's just my brain talking shit. I love that. I will get through it. You can deal with this. They're going so fast. Enjoy it. I'll get through it. Slow down. Oh, that was what was said. That wasn't me. I'm feeling torn, but I can do it. It's going to be okay. This too will pass. One thing at a time. It's temporary. Feelings are temporary. That is such a good point. I love myself. 90 seconds. Hello. You got this. That's exactly what I can handle anything. Feelings are fleeting. Becoming habit. Very nice. I love this. Okay. So before we move on to the next one, looks like I've got a question over here. Newbie here. What if you know you are having a feeling, but you very rarely can name what it is? How do you pinpoint it? That is such a good question. Oh my goodness. I'm so glad that's in there. So this is normal. Nothing has gone wrong here. This is where practicing worksheets like this and this opportunity is perfect for you. It's if you can just take your best guess. If you had to guess like what you're thinking, ask yourself, I notice I'm thinking, what could I be feeling? And if you can notice if you're feeling, if it's a feeling that's positive or negative, I'm covering up the chat. Is it positive or negative? Does it make you want to lean towards it? Or do you feel like you're recoiling? The body knows. Trust the body always knows. The more practiced you become at feeling your feelings, you can feel how your body is like a magnet. And when it's a good feeling, like when I'm leaning into the camera, that's good. And like when people start recoiling back, like if you're having a conversation. So just notice where you're at and just give your best guess. It's okay. The more practice, the better. Okay. So now that we have the feeling that we're going to do a body scan, and I'm going to get caught up here, and we are going to be using the now process. This is what Corinne's friend, Krista St. Germain, from the Widowed Moms podcast created. And now stands for notice, open, and witness. And it helps you process a feeling. So I'm thinking of Linda earlier where she's talking about processing her journaling. So this works with any feeling you're feeling. So if you're not already seated in a comfortable chair, please find a comfortable seating position and simply think about what you're feeling right now. You're going to listen to your mind and body. And what's it telling you? If you don't know the feeling, you can take a guess. Oh my goodness, you can't get it wrong. You just want to have a label. The goal is for you to start putting a name to your feelings and then work through it physically. And now that you have the name, you're going to open to the feeling and it might be uncomfortable, and that's okay. Some feelings take more time to get used to allowing, and you're going to give yourself the gift of feeling. Of a feeling. And often when we notice a feeling, we want to close off for it. Like that's what I was saying earlier about we recoil from it. And if you can teach yourself to be open to the feeling, you take away the desire to eat and drink and escape, and you get better at feeling instead of running away from it, right? Which is so important, especially when we're learning about urges. So I'm going to pull out my phone. And I'm going to set the timer. We're going to do a 90-second. You can close your eyes. I'm going to talk you through this. And here we go. Okay, here we go. Here we go. Starting at your head. How does your head feel? Is it tingling or itchy? Maybe your scalp is hot. Just notice what it is for you. What about your eyes? Are they moving quickly behind your closed lids? Relaxed? Now your throat and mouth. Does it feel dry or wet? Does your throat feel tight or open? Now your chest. Does it feel tight or relaxed? Check in with your heartbeat. Is it normal? Faster than normal? What about your breathing? Are you taking deep, slow breaths, or are you breathing more shallow? How does your stomach feel? Empty or full? Do you have butterflies or feel uneasy in your stomach? Are you hot or cold? What is your body temperature? How about your arms and legs? Are the muscles of your arms and legs, are they tense or are they relaxed? Are your hands and feet tingly, relaxed, or clenched? Do they feel twitchy? Now you can open your eyes. So we've done the body scan, and now you can go and fill in the answers to how your throat feels or how it felt in that moment. And your chest, I'm going to remove my sticky. I'm going to ask you guys, how did your throats feel? Throats, plural. I'm not seeing tight. Okay, so tight, lots of tight. Oh, I love it. Somebody's throat is all right. Closed, open, tight. Interesting. I saw Vern's quote go in there. Very tight. I saw clenched jaw go by. Very interesting. Wet, not dry. So we all are experiencing different feelings right now. So it's so normal. And so there are no wrong answers. Each feeling, I have a very good friend who, she's a peer through school, and she reminded me, she said, Judith, remember, it took me a year to learn that I feel anger. I can't even remember. It's like in her right cheek when she gets mad, like she can notice her right cheek. So what I want to say, like we're all, we feel feelings differently. They're very unique and common. There we will find a lot of commonalities. So how about for the chest? So if we feel out for the chest, down the bridge of my nose, somebody has a raised hand and I keep seeing that. Okay. And how does your chest feel? Relaxed? Good? A little tight? I can notice with my own anxiety, once when I started, I was, someone's heavy on the chest. That I was feeling very, tight. My breathing was very shallow because the anxiety, right? I'm way past my 90 second mark. I'm feeling quite comfortable now. I'm feeling quite normal. My heartbeat is not racing as I'm processing my anxiety as we go through the feeling. All right. So let's talk about the heartbeat. I'm super curious. How you guys are feeling in your heart. Are you feeling, we have racing hearts. I see normal, slow, and regular. Oh, so fast. Y'all, these are going so fast. Normal, fluttery, like a little rabbit. I had to put calm. Steady. At resting heart rate. Very good. Normal. Throbbing. I love it, right? Oh, okay. So We're going to move on past the breathing. So I'm thinking everyone's breathing well. And now we'll go to the stomach. I'm super curious. Anyone have anything exciting they would like to report about their stomach? Their feelings, content, satisfied, just ate, empty. Butterflies. Someone has butterflies in their stomach besides me. In a knot, anxious, feeling like it dropped. Heavy, ate too much lunch, knotted. Okay. Starting to feel empty. And so for the body temperature, did anyone notice anything unusual for your body temperature? And you can go ahead and put for the hands and feet if you'd like. Hot, always. Cool. Hot. My stomach feels, it's going so fast, y'all. Clenched fist, flushed, menopause, hot. I can relate. 53 here. But somebody's hot but has the fan on. Fuck hot flashes. That was hashtag. Love it. You guys are the best. You guys are the best. Amen. Okay. So this is it. We just processed your feeling. It was not too difficult at all, right? I'm going to take a few minutes, let you guys, I'm going to cover up the chat. I'm going to look over here at the Q&A. And next, we're going to generate a feeling on purpose, okay? So, Andy wants to know, when I drink water, I get full and I can't feel my hunger cues. And so my meal times are mixed up. What can I do? Andy, I would offer to you that when you could have other hunger cues besides, like, what are your hunger cues, first of all? And if you're feeling like water is messing with your hunger cues, what I'm wondering is if you have some other, I'm thinking you're saying your tummy hunger cues are not, you're not feeling those. But maybe you notice, like, I get light, like foggy. Like, I notice I'm thinking, like, I just can't focus. I drift off. You could have the yawn. And I bet we could ask in there. Some other gals in the group could probably put in the chat for you some of their other hunger cues. It's also a great question to take and get crowdsourced. As you are learning to feel your feelings, and hunger is a feeling, right? So crowdsourcing that and just seeing and becoming really curious about, well, what are my other hunger signals? What else could I be feeling? Because maybe you've always identified with tummy hunger and in there. Anonymous attendee, I'm bombarded with some really negative feelings about my past, and I'm having a hard time acknowledging them. Okay, attendee. Negative feelings about your past are coming from negative thoughts, okay? Or thoughts about your past are causing you to feel negative. And so I would offer to you to look at those thoughts and question them. Are they true? And know that it is the thoughts that are causing you to feel negative, and looking at them will, sentence by sentence, and asking yourself, what else could this be? What else could this mean? Is this true? Try going that way. I answered my name. Oh, I don't know what I hit the wrong button here. No, I didn't. Caitlin, I had some overeats over the weekend. Family was over and we made food. They brought food. Any thoughts on controlling overeats during get-togethers? Okay, well, you know, I'm a big fan of course, always sitting down when you eat. I'm a big fan of smaller plates. I'm a big fan of not being in heavy conversation, like trying not to eat and talk. It sounds like it's a big family weekend. So I would set myself up for success and make sure that I made appropriate time for myself. And was just very mindful, right? And eating to satisfy is always doable. Keep conversations separate from eating. I think that for me is what I would do. Okay, Andy, I really don't know what I feel. I really don't know what I feel that I want to eat when I go make my morning plan. So how can I get in better touch with that? Okay. Well, sometimes, Andy, maybe just making a decision. Like, what did I eat yesterday that I liked? You know, and just sometimes you just got to do it. And then you'll just kind of figure it out. I don't know if that's really... How can you get in better touch with that for your morning plan? Trial and error, just keep going. Crowdsource and ask that anonymous attendee. How do you not give in to urges? I'm going to tell you the other value. I'm getting ready to get into preacher mode. I can feel it. I love talking about urges because you have so much advantage and power when you can learn to feel your feelings. It is from that place that you can stop after a feeling and you have that gap, that moment, that pause that you can take and not get into action. And that's what happens with an urge. An urge is a conditioned response, right? And it's happening so fast, you're not even aware because you've done it so much. Your brain, your habit brain just happens. So learning to feel your feelings, spending some time learning to feel your feelings will help you very much, anonymous attendee. I keep telling myself I deserve the treats. And I feel like I'm depriving myself if I resist or allow the urge. Okay, here's the thing on that. You're going to want to put those. You're going to want to put those in on your plan. Okay, you can put anything you want on your plan. You are not deprived on anything. On this is your plan, so you put them on there. It doesn't mean you have to eat them. And this is where you're going to train your brain to make choices. And after a week or two, you'll be like, I didn't lose weight on that last week when I ate candy every day. So this week, I'm going to have it on the plan because I'm not depriving myself. It's a choice. I get to choose. All right. Let's move on to the feeling of feeling on purpose. We're going to generate a feeling on purpose. And so that's the second sheet. And so the feeling I chose was calm. I'll just go ahead and tell y'all it was calm. And if anybody has any questions about anxiety or want to ask me any questions about it, a newbie has asked about the worksheets. They're in Unit 6, Unit 7 if you want to print the worksheets. They were on the call or on your email. Okay. So you're going to pick a feeling and let me scroll here, y'all. Pick the feeling you want to generate. And we're going to generate it on purpose. And it's a really simple and it's a good idea to try and do it so you can get used to feeling feelings at any time you want. So go ahead and we're going to do a 90-second body scan. And you're going to notice the feelings in your body during the body scan. And you're going to pay attention to the physical sensations in your body while remembering the feeling. So if I'm generating a feeling of calm, I'm thinking of myself lying out on a beach. And because that is something that's a really strong visual for me, it's something I used to do before, you know, well, when the kids were still smaller and we could go on family vacations, and I grew up, you know, that one vacation a summer to the beach. So that's a really strong place for me when I want to pull from a calm place. So I'm just making sure I'm at my right spot. Okay. Setting my timer. Okay. Starting at your head. How does your head feel? Is it tingly or itchy? Maybe your scalp is hot. Just notice what that is for you. What about your eyes? Are they moving quickly behind your closed lids or relaxing? Now your throat and mouth. Does it feel dry or wet? Now your chest. Does it feel tight or relaxed? Check in with your heartbeat. Is it normal? Faster than normal? What about your breathing? Are you taking deep, slow breaths, or are you breathing more shallow? How does your stomach feel? Empty or full? Do you have butterflies or feel uneasy in your stomach? Are you hot or cold? What is your body temperature? How about your arms and legs? Are the muscles tense or relaxed? Are your hands and feet tingly, relaxed, or clenched? Do they feel twitchy? Now you can open your eyes, and that's it. That is how you can generate a feeling on purpose. So why do we want to generate a feeling on purpose? It teaches us that we can handle our feelings for one thing. I can tell you again, I'm going to go back to anxiety. I can start my anxiety, like get the heart, get that in the solar plexus, get that feeling, get that butterfly feeling. I can have a thought and have it right there. And it teaches me to control my anxiety. I know that I can start it and stop it when I choose. I can control it to a degree. Mm-hmm. Okay, it teaches so we can handle it. We get good at finding our physical sensations, and we can stop at the think, feel, do cycle before we get to do something we're going to regret, like get into the bag of chips, right? Another thing you can do daily is decide on how you want to feel and generate that feeling for yourself every day. I always ask myself in the morning, you know, I want to decide ahead of time how I want to feel. Corinne taught us this. She teaches us this. And it's really very helpful to set your day intentionally on how you want to feel, in a very guided way to make it through the day. And by visualizing, you notice how your body feels and you can appreciate what's happening throughout the day rather than letting the feelings just go by the wayside. All right. So let's talk about the feelings. Does anybody have any feeling questions about the feeling, generating a feeling? And while those questions populate, I'm going to go over here as a question. Hashtag ask. I've gotten to the point when I'm eating what I've planned, but I have my thoughts tell me I'm not following my plan, leaving me with a feeling of guilt about eating. Okay. You've gotten to the point when you're eating what you've planned, but you're having thoughts tell you you're not following your plan. Okay. I don't know. Am I reading that wrong? Somebody help me out. I've gotten to the point when I'm eating what I've planned, but you're having thoughts you're not following your plan, leaving you with feeling guilty. That is very interesting. I'm curious what you're thinking that is causing you to feel guilt. If you're following your plan and you have the food on your plan and you're feeling guilt. There's a thought in there. I'm curious. You might want to journal about that and just try to nail some feelings. Maybe you're feeling like, I don't want to plant any seeds on what it could be, but that needs a few more questions. I'm very curious about that. You can be curious too. It's a great way to discover what you're feeling. Okay. The feeling of fullness is a struggle. How to handle? So I'm thinking this is the feeling of fullness in your tummy. How do I figure out the feeling or sensation of satisfied? That is a great question. I can tell you this is going to be just as individual as the heartbeats and the skin temperature and the tight throats and how we all had different feelings in our body. And I think it looks like it was a Tony that asked this question. Your sensations will be unique to you. So for me, when I feel satisfied, it is, I have the sigh. I will also get distracted. I'll notice, you know, that my eyes start going away from my food. I might, you know, want to wonder where my phone is. That is my indicator. When I'm not interested in my food anymore, that tells me I have had enough. So I would like to offer that to you to just dial in. This is practice. We're always practicing and learning. Practicing and learning our whole way through this journey. Jenny, sometimes I confuse hunger for anxiety. Interesting. Well, my first thought for you is hunger should ideally, if you are planning the way Corinne teaches us, your meals should last around 3 to 4 hours, right? So I'm thinking again, without knowing exactly what you're saying here, that anxiety is going to be predominant all the time. Like anxiety would probably feel all the time, be more steady if you're confusing it with hunger. Hunger would be on waves. Okay, this is interesting. This is interesting. I can see where I would be looking for other signals from your body where the hunger, confusion, like maybe lightheaded, the salivating of the mouth, because along with anxiety, generally dry mouth comes along. So maybe when you're having hunger, you'll have more salivating. That's a great question. Stay curious. Keep collecting data. Keep feeling your feelings. The one gnat is after me. Hashtag yes. If I'm calm, for instance, are you saying by feeling sensations in body, how is that controlling the feeling? I'm confused. If I'm calm, are you saying by feeling sensations in body, how is that controlling the feeling? What you're doing is you are generating something, and this is the question about how to generate a feeling on purpose. So you're creating with a strong visual, the imagery, and you're thinking about that moment that you're drawing from, right? And what the calming was like. So for me, when I'm at the beach, when I'm drawing on the calm feeling and my vision is laying out at the beach, you know, I'm on my towel, I can hear the ocean. It's just a super calming. I draw that energy from that moment into me. And when I want to create calm, I think of myself at the beach. I think of hearing ocean. I feel the sun. Like I use all of my senses to pull that in to generate the calm feeling on purpose, to create a mindful experience for myself. I hope that helps. controlling the feeling because I'm generating it on purpose. That's how I'm controlling it, with my thoughts. Okay. Sorry, that's taking me a minute. This is interesting when you do Q&A and you don't have the real person here to talk to and reading it out loud. So I'm going to go over here to the Q&A box. Whoa. Okay. I got that. And I didn't check. Right. Okay. Today I cried and sobbed all the way through the two. Today I cried and sobbed all the way through the two about feelings. I think because I have lost a 34-year-old child to suicide, spouse problems. A 90-second feeling is not possible for me. Do I need to dig a little deeper about below all the feelings to get close to the other ones? Will I be able to get to this other feeling one day? I know I'll never not feel about this tragedy. The 90-second feeling, okay, it's actually very irritating to you. I would offer to you that, yes, you will be able to feel one day, and that you, it sounds like the 90-second, like you did experience a feeling, and the feeling of irritation could be starting your starting point in practicing feeling a feeling. And with time and processing through, you will, the vibrations in your body, and maybe they're all the feelings are there for you at once, and they came up as irritation. I would just encourage for you to please keep journaling, listening to the meditations that Corinne has, doing the feeling work, and just allowing that space. And when we talk about allowing space for a feeling, it's what works for you. You can allow space for sorrow and sadness to come in, right? You can invite it in. You can be open to it. You can notice the sadness, and from a place of openness and not resisting the feeling, allow it to come in. I hope that helps. And if you want to notice, open, invite, and witness. And we don't judge our feelings. I know I haven't said that yet. We never judge our feelings. They are indicating what's going on under the hood. Okay. Sorry. I often have feelings while at work, and I don't have time to process them fully. What is the best way to learn how to put them aside so I can process them later? Okay, this is a good question. Again, practicing when you're at home, and it can take 90 seconds. You know, taking a breather, always allowing the feeling. Because when we, I'm trying to think how many creative ways can I explain this? When we allow a feeling, it will pass through our body. It's when you're at work, if you're resisting that feeling, if you're avoiding it, that whole process could take, you know, I feel like sometimes I can do it in like 30 seconds. Like, here's my example this afternoon. I don't think my daughter can hear me, but let me whisper up here. She had left the counter mess. She's 24 years old, right? I have expectations that my kitchen counter will be clean. And there was some hummus on there. And in a hot second, like, I had a flash of irritation. But the old me would like be picking up the phone, sending her a text. You know, there would have been some type of reaction. But I just stood there for a second. I looked at the hummus and I made a decision. I allowed irritation, frustration to come through. And I was like, okay, you know, this is not really a problem. This is not worth saying a word over. and it was gone. I cleaned the counter, we moved on. And I remembered that just now because I wanted to offer that to y'all, like how we can, it's a gift to keep practicing. It won't happen overnight. I am like well into a year of learning to feel my feelings. It just gets better and better. Just like when you practice feeling hunger, you just keep going. You don't stop. Okay. Okay, I hope that helped. Sorry. Is it normal to resolve? Is it normal for your feeling to resolve as you go through body awareness? Very interesting. Stress starts to relax as you become aware. Amy, I would offer to you that that's a yes. Your body likes being listened to. Your body really responded to sitting and scanning. I think that is amazing. Keep going. Should feelings always be emotional? For example, I might feel itchy, hot, or sore, but perhaps I should try to attach those to an emotion. That's a great question. These are sensory feelings, right? So I'm going to go with these are physical sensations, right? Touch, hot, like hot, not because you're hot because of your internal flame, but because you've touched something hot, sensory feelings. There is a difference. The feelings we are talking about are the ones caused by the chemical reaction in your brain from your thoughts. Okay, I hope that helps. Kelly, I also deal with anxiety and depression. At times, I have taken drugs for these issues. I have too. I stopped after a few months because I didn't really feel any better. However, I am sure a lot had to do with body image, confidence, etc. Do you recommend medication? And, you know, I am not a doctor. I am an advocate of you finding what works for you. I'm also a huge, you know, you dropped a big hint there with your body image confidence that, some thought work around that. And if you're, you know, Corinne, there are some body love journal prompts. This is important to know for you newbies. My brain is scanning, trying to tell you where to find the prompts. So you go to the planner. Like you want to print your own planner, get into No BS. You go to the menu and you scroll down the menu on the left-hand side and you want to go to printer. It's like planner and then print your own planner and then you click it again and then all these things will pop up where you can print out different sections of the planner. Down at the very bottom are some journal prompts for self-love. Dig into those. Dig into getting some coaching. There'll be live coaching tomorrow night and it will be yours truly. I will be on a 2-hour open coaching call from 5 to 7 Central. If you would like to talk any further, you raise your hand and we will pull you up. Is it good to practice feeling negative emotions? Why wouldn't it be, right? Any feeling you want to master and you want to pull it up and see so that, like if it's fear, practice feeling fear. It builds confidence that you know that you can feel this feeling and you're not going to, you know, they're not so scary. It will pass. You don't, a lot of people, oh, this is so good. Made me think a lot of people are afraid to feel their feelings, thinking they will be stuck, that they will get stuck in the feeling. And I think just the opposite of that is true in that it's when we don't feel our feelings is when we get stuck. It's when we resist, when we avoid, and we stay in that cycle of resisting and avoiding, that is when we're stuck. When you learn to allow, and we could have, you know, if you have 60,000 thoughts a day, just imagine how many feelings your body goes through. Talk about the ocean and the waves. And I think we're just tapping on the surface. Like, our body is amazing. It is amazing. Oh, can you explain how panic attacks come on? They feel uncontrollable. Vicky, I can tell you about mine. I don't know. For me, what I remember, my most powerful one, I guess, the one I would call an attack, was during the interview. And I remember I actually got coached on it. And she said, the coach was like, no, you know, she was like, no, you didn't feel that. And then I did some research. And for me, what was so terrible, like, I was struggling for words. I remember things were coming out of my mouth, words, talking to Corinne. I'm so excited. I had all these things I wanted to tell her. And I literally felt the blood drain. And for me, that was my panic attack. Leave from my, I think it's the medulla. It's been about a year since I've done that research, and that temporary, you know, even my habit brain quit working on me is basically what happened. My conscious brain was frozen and my habit brain lost the blood. And there I was, like, feeling my feelings. And so those were good times. I can laugh about it now, but for me, it was just always the feeling of my heart. It was resisting. And I think it would just come to a point where my thoughts would lead me to a panic attack. It would always be around my thinking, feeling nervous, not good enough, worried, all those things. So I'd be curious to know if there's what you're thinking that could lead you to the feeling of panic in your body. Okay, we've got just a few more minutes. And I've got some questions over here and some questions over here. Kelly, sometimes I feel that I'm affected too much by the feelings of others. Mm. If people are negative at work, if my husband's grouchy, what are some strategies to not soak it up? I love this question so much. You don't say you're feeling, but you're affected. You have thoughts about other people's feelings. That's what's going on there. People are saying words and you are having thoughts causing feelings for you. Maybe you agree with their thoughts. Maybe you don't agree with their thoughts. But if you feel like you're soaking it in, that's where your work in neutralizing what they say, you are responsible. You are responsible for what you think and what you feel. And this practice will be perfect for you to continue and moving forward. And I would ask myself when I'm at work, I would ask myself questions like, why am I feeling negative? I don't agree with this. I don't agree with them. Or, oh, I feel negative because I do agree. And there's maybe where you just need to decide what conversations you're going to listen to. And I would journal about this and decide where you want to go moving forward with what conversations you want to hear at work, if you agree or not. And always managing your thoughts and your feelings around what they say. But if you can't soak it in, you have thoughts about what you are hearing. Okay, we are at the 1 hour mark. I want to thank you guys so much for showing up this evening. And I hope that you guys have a good evening. I am going to sign off from here. And again, there'll be a coaching call tomorrow night. All newbies, y'all come on too. And we'll do some live coaching. All right. Thanks so much. Vern, thank you for being in the house. Thank you for taking care of me and all the ladies tonight. All right. We'll see y'all.